Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is going to be on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And you can also check us out on Facebook.
At Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. Look that up. So I am joined by my beautiful wife, my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tam.
Thanks for having me today.
Also want to welcome our son, Derek.
Yes.
Our 25-year-old millennial we thought would join us, home from Columbia. Welcome, Derek.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on another time.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
It's a great Sunday to have you on.
So how's life in Columbia?
It's going well. It's going well.
Now, you work at CC Broilers.
Let's plug them a little bit. It's a steakhouse. I'm not going to advertise too much on the air for my guests, but no, it's good. If you come to Columbia, come see me. I'll be wearing a big silly hat behind the window.
There you go.
Well, we thought we'd have you on because having a millennial here gives a little different viewpoint, because as much as Tammy and I think we're millennials at heart, we're just not.
Right.
No, I'm not delusional.
No, we're a couple Gen Xers. Definitely a little difference in that generation, although somebody was telling me the other day that a millennial really isn't as much about the age group as it is about how they use technology and how they live, which means that somebody older can really behave more like a millennial.
Yeah, I can agree with that, because I've met, you know, like I had a boss that just wasn't tech savvy at all, but yet he's young at heart and played around and goofed off, but just not tech savvy. So I wouldn't put him in that millennial category at all. But then you and I, we are pretty tech savvy, and people come to us for a lot of advice.
Yeah, we played tech support for a few too many people, it seems like.
Yes, that's not so bad, though.
Well, Derek, you see the difference with that, with your generation, when you deal with older people with technology, because you just grew up with it, it seems like.
Right, and I think that's a big difference that we see, because technology has influenced my generation pretty directly. You know, I think.
Well, you didn't have cell phones when you were growing up.
And the
where
internet
Doug's
was just
kids
starting.
Right. Internet
so I can
started
see that difference
in 94,
now with kids
right.
who are a little bit younger, right. that they just, it's just automatic, it's just right there. So it's kind of,
instant.
For me, I was there, I could see
right at
it
the cusp.
Right. But it was still kind of just, you know.
Enough to where you could appreciate the difference of not
right,
having
of
it
now
and having
versus
it.
Then.
Right.
But,
where
yeah.
Doug's kids wouldn't have a clue. Like they don't know what a wall phone is.
Right.
And right. What's a home phone?
Yeah, they didn't understand that. You know, landline, what's
a
that?
A phone with a cord?
Like we haven't dialed a phone number in quite some time. You
right.
know?
No. Exactly. So it is interesting to see
On the farm where I grew up, you could dial a number still with just four digits. Literally, no. We could
had
call.
A party line for a little bit.
Well, we had a party line, but I'm talking about everybody in our area. You just had four digits. Now, you still had an area code, and you had the first three digits, but you didn't
How
have to use.
How old are you? Are you?
You didn't have to use any of those. Well, it was really more about being in the, you know, living out in the sticks, that things were just different out there.
Right? Yeah, it's true.
Because this was all the way into the mid-80s. It was still like that when I moved away from there.
Yes. Right.
Well, there's another childhood movie I want to talk about today, and that is the Clark Griswold, the National Lampoon
Christmas Vacation.
Derek, do you remember that? Watching that a little
bit? Yeah, I do. I know you enjoy it quite a bit. I want to say we watched it last time I was here.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Well, I think it must be everybody's favorite Christmas movie. It's definitely my favorite. And when, you know, our website for the show is smartwithyourmoney.com. And we ran across an article from The Art of Being Cheap, which is one of my favorite websites because I'm so frugal. And it's, how much did Clark Griswold spend on Christmas lights?
Well, his mother-in-law would nag him and nag and like judge all of his spending habits. She just got on him. You'll have to watch it again.
What mother-in-law would do that? That's so unrealistic.
Just a silly waste of resources. So, but anyway, so one of the things that we wanted to talk a little bit about, because a couple years ago we talked about LED lights, the Christmas lights.
Right, whether LED Christmas lights are worth it or not.
Worth it or not. And back then, a couple years ago, they weren't so much because of the expense of them.
Right.
So, but this year we wanted to kind of revisit it.
Yeah, because the prices keep changing year after year. So let's do revisit this. And we're going to use Clark Griswold as an extreme example. And here's the reason why is that whatever cost Clark Griswold, you may not be going to this extreme, but you are still buying similar things. And this, you can dummy this down a little bit for the amount that you're buying, because it may still surprise you. So let's jump in on here's what Clark Griswold bought. He had 250 strands with 100 light bulbs per strand. Okay, and if we look at, if they're similar to the best-selling Christmas lights on Amazon, okay, we're going to price them at one of the cheaper sites. So at Amazon, they're $9.38 per strand. Okay, so buying 250 of them ends up being $2,345 that Clark would have spent just on the lights. Okay, and that's really just the lights on the roof.
I just remember the meter. Do you remember the meter once he turned those on when it went, just smoking?
Well, okay, so when we think about that meter, how much electricity would Clark have used? Well, it's not quite that extreme, but probably would have been, it's about $1.11 per strand for the whole Christmas season. Okay, so as the movie depicts it, Clark would have spent about $277.50 in extra electricity to run those for the year. Okay, so $277, not a lot, but year after year, that can start to add up. So now the $277 plus the $23.45 that he spent to buy the lights, now we're up to $2,622 the first year.
For that Christmas
for
light
the Christmas
display.
Lights for Clark
but
Griswold.
But it was so awesome. I'm just envisioning that part of the movie because his struggles of climbing up on there, stapling himself to the all of that stuff. Oh my gosh.
Shocking
himself. And can you imagine one light bulb going out? We were just talking about this. We pitched
the troubleshooting of bulbs.
Mm-hmm. We give it one try and that's it.
Yep. Have to throw them away. Well, and the outdoor bulbs are more expensive too.
Yeah,
right?
They are. Right. All right. Now what if Clark was using LEDs? How would that be different?
All right, so the LEDs, so of course they're high efficiency, which is good. So he wouldn't be blacking out the rest of the neighborhood. Is this going to save
power
you money?
Outage.
So
right.
here's where I think it starts to become useful. The new solar-powered 100 LED Christmas lights will cost $10.99 per strand on Amazon. Okay, so it's $10.99 for that versus $9.38 for the regular Christmas lights. So it's not a massive difference anymore.
Right.
So the electricity is free since they're solar powered. So you aren't running up the electricity cost anymore. So 250 strands, $10.99 a strand is going to be a total of $2,745.
Now again, this is the Clark Griswold house. If this is what you're going for this season,
right. This is the extreme example. So
get used to the $2,700 expense now.
So in year one, it's $125 more for Clark Griswold to buy the LEDs.
Right.
So it did cost him a little bit more. After that, but that's just the first year. What about the long run? How do you guys think this is going to turn out?
Well, it depends if we got a bulb going out and we have to find it. I think the solution earlier was that we'd throw away and start over.
Right. Well, and that's the funny thing is LED bulb manufacturers claim their bulbs will last almost forever, but we know that's a little bit overly optimistic. So let's assume the wear and tear on you're taking those bulbs up and down every year, that they last for 9 years. Okay, I think that's probably a reasonable assumption, while a normal set will last only about 3 years.
Okay,
so replacing incandescent bulb light three times over the 9-year period would have cost Clark Griswold a whopping $7,035.
Gosh.
Okay, so that's a cost of $9,533 over the 9 years, or an average of $1,060 per year. Okay, so when you put those... When you end up putting that into perspective, it is a ton cheaper to go with the LEDs. Now, of course, this is a very extreme example. This is like lighting your whole neighborhood. But if you're buying them for yourself, the solar-powered LEDs are a good deal.
It's going to last longer, and they're a little more durable. And what else can we say about LEDs? Right.
I don't think you're going to have the issues of them breaking as easily. So that that's...
Right. They could be much smaller.
Scenario.
True. Yeah. Right. A little more durable.
Yeah. Yeah. And durable is important when you look at just the pain in, when you have one of those strands out and you have are you going to actually get up there and replace them during the Christmas season if they go out and you have a big section missing?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be the same thing on your Christmas tree.
Right.
So I think,
everyone go out and buy stock in LED lights.
Yeah. I'm ready to make the move. Well, right. And some people are going to care about the carbon footprint. and things like that. I think a lot of our listeners, it's just going to be about the dollars and cents.
Right.
It's about being smart with your money.com.
That's right. So if you're going to be Clark Griswold, get your pocketbook out and start doing the LED lights.
Well, and if you want to see a link to this, definitely visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. The actual information came from The Art of Being Cheap, which love that website. We'll put a link to it on our website, but definitely visit it and look at this information for yourself and let us know what you think. I want to know how the LEDs actually hold up. I love some of the different colors they come up with the LEDs now too.
Yeah, they blind you sometimes.
I think they look cool though.
They do. They're very bright. Very bright.
we like bright Christmas bulbs, don't we?
I guess so. I guess that's what I got to get used to.
All right. So coming up, we're going to be talking about financial baggage and how can you avoid accumulating financial baggage in your life. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.